You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Woo! 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 Ireland is in San Antonio. Joining us as well. John, are you there?
I am here.
Hey,
how are you guys?
Good, man. You're missing out on red velvet chocolate chip
pretty
cookies.
Good. Yeah,
oh,
pretty
sorry
good.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, they're from Mrs. Fields.
Yeah, who are they from?
Maita's fundraiser.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jorge brought them in.
Nice.
Yay, Maita.
Yeah, it's pretty darn good. Hey, I know you guys have probably spent a lot of time on this. Just give me, John, eyeballs on Wemby. What was that like?
He moves like no one I've ever seen before. I asked Michael if there's ever been a comp, and he thinks the closest thing to it would have been Ralph Sampson. But I thought maybe Porzingis. But Porzingis didn't block shots the way, you know, he had six blocks.
Yeah.
And Sampson didn't handle the ball. Like, he brings the ball up the court.
Yeah, he's got an unbelievable handle for a guy who's, 7'6".
I kept saying to Michael, he's 19.
Yeah.
He doesn't turn 20 until next month. He turns 20 in January.
Yep.
I think he has a chance to be the greatest big man ever. I think he can give Kareem a run for his money.
What's so weird,
wow,
John, is that, like, from 10 feet away, he's shooting a layup. He's so
shot,
long.
Mace, he had one where we couldn't come up with a term to describe it. He threw the ball from 5 feet away. He didn't make it. But he threw the ball like a dunk.
Yep.
Except he was 4 feet away from the rim. But he's so tall that it was like, you know how when you go to one of those, like, Trav, if you go to the Orange County Fair and you got to throw stuff in a bucket or
right,
in a ring, like, it was like that. He was so far above the rim, and he just, like, threw it down towards the rim, and it rimmed out. But had it gone in, I'm like, I've never seen this before. I got to come up with new ways to describe this guy. I mean, he's unbelievable.
John, what you said, too, about his age, he doesn't know how to use his body yet either, right? Like, he's still figuring out. Eventually, he's going to, in 2-3 years, the strengths that you could sort of see now are going to be, oh, yeah, no, that's a real strength. He doesn't even understand his own body.
Did you see when he turned his ankle earlier in the week?
Yeah.
Did you see the tape of that?
Mm-hmm.
He's like Gumby. I mean, he completely rolled his ankle. If I rolled my ankle the way he did, I'm out for a month. He pushed it back into place and kept playing. He didn't even go in the injured list.
He had 4 threes, by the way, 4 or 5.
Yeah, 4-3. He hit those two big ones down the stretch.
Yeah, just
too.
Casually.
He nearly stole the game.
Mm-hmm. Right, he scored 14 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was something to watch. How did ice skating go yesterday?
Ice skating, Ireland, I did not fall. I came very, very
really?
Close to falling,
I'm
but
proud
did
of
not
you.
Fall. It was.
Have you skated before?
I skated once when I was 12.
Okay.
I think Jorge would.
Did
tell
you have
you.
The knock knee thing going on?
I had the no. It's more like the quivering, like
okay.
Trying to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yep. You know the quivering, and then there was a near fall where I
trying to catch
where
yourself
I was like this, and then I ended up with my hands on the ice, and then somehow I managed to get myself.
That's your yoga yeah. Right
was,
there.
Who
you
was
got
the
your
best
calm.
Skater
oh,
from 7?
Kaplan was a legit skater. He was like Michelle Kwan out
he's
there.
An athlete.
What the hell?
Yeah,
he's an athlete.
He went out there and he was skating backwards. Yeah. He was skating. I was, you know.
Oh,
I,
he can skate. He can really skate.
Oh, he can really. Okay. He has clearly skated before and didn't tell us he right. Jorge, you don't walk out and do
nah.
That unless you've done it before.
Nah, hey, but don't give me some
oh.
Give me some love.
Oh,
I was
I'm not,
out there.
Were you all right?
Jorge was
yeah.
Out there on the ice. He was shooting the entire thing, which is really hard. You skated great.
It's nice and steady too. Like it's no shaky footage. Come on, guys.
How was Chris?
Morales was.
He was on the sidelines, right? He was holding on.
He knows where the walls are.
Okay.
Oh, he was that guy. He hung out by the wall.
He was gripping the wall.
I'm just happy nobody got injured.
Well,
I mean, when they first came with the idea and the story, I'm like, this is an injury waiting to happen.
Al's heard me tell this story before, but I don't think I've told it to you guys. One of my best buddies was going on a first date with a girl that he had just met, and he asked Susan and I, do you want to come with us? We're going to go ice skating at the Pasadena Civic Center. There, mm-hmm. I don't know, it might still be there. There was an ice rink there.
Okay.
And, yeah, sure. So I don't even remember her name. So We're skating for a few minutes, and all of a sudden there's a commotion in the corner of the rink, right?
That's
right.
Not
the,
good.
The curves. Yeah. And I don't think too much. My buddy John skates up to me and goes, God, I wish, I don't remember her name. Jenny is, she's hurt. I'm like, that she's down? She's like, yeah, she's hurt, like, bad.
Really?
I'm like, well, what do you mean? She broke her leg.
Oh, my God.
Skating at this. They had to bring an ambulance out onto the ice.
This is what I thought would happen to Mason.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're describing.
Yeah, she broke her leg. She got the skate caught or something weird. They had to get everybody off the ice. The paramedics come in with a stretcher. The ambulance is back. And I'm thinking this has to be the top five worst dates of all time. First date.
Oh, that's a first date?
First date, she breaks her leg. He has to go to the emergency room.
Whose idea was this?
Calling her parents.
Your buddy.
Yeah.
Sometimes good things come out of that. My friend Jerry. Jared met his wife. He went out on a date, and they hit it off. And later that night, at the end of the date, she stepped out. It was in New York City. She stepped out onto a curb and got hit by an SUV.
Oh, my God.
And it was bad. And she was in the hospital for 2-3 weeks.
Wow.
And that's when they fell in love. He went back to visit her. And they just sat in the hospital room and talked, and now they're married and have two kids.
Wow. No kidding.
That's incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, now, Trav, I'm going to tell you a story, and I want you to tell me if you would have played it the way I did or if I'm just a jerk. So I was in high school, and there was a girl that I liked, and she was really cute. And a bunch of friends of mine were going out, so it was like a group date. There were like four of us, and we all had dates, and we went bowling. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
First time I ever had gone out with this girl.
And is DeAndre there?
DeAndre was not there.
Yeah, he's been bowling.
DeAndre was probably two at the time. So we go bowling, and she can't bowl. Mm. She bowls a 43.
Wow, 43. Okay?
Now, think about this. If you just go and you're like a little kid and you do the two-handed roll.
And they have the bumpers.
Even if you don't have the bumpers, Mace. If you just,
you're getting more than 43, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get more than 43.
Mm-hmm.
She was so bad. I never asked her out again.
I felt like
she was too much of a spaz.
It was based on her bowling pedigree.
100%. Trav, you am I a jerk her? Or would you have done what I did?
Okay, I have a couple of follow-up questions before I answer.
That's good.
How good-looking was she?
Solid 7.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we're going out again.
Did you have any conversational? Yeah. Isn't it about going there and talk? It's not really about the score.
I said all the right things after it was over. Don't worry about this. And, you know, nobody cares if you can bowl. I hope you had fun. Don't worry about it. She was horrified. And I got home and I went, I'm never going out.
But if you were into her, the score wouldn't matter.
I'll be honest. And again, I'm probably the very worst person to ask for this stuff because I've been dating my girlfriend / wife since I was in high school.
Exactly.
But she's very athletic.
Mm-hmm.
She's very competitive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's very good at those games. Mm-hmm. And I dig it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I like that she, like, if we'll go bowling occasionally.
Yeah.
If she loses, she's mad. Like, it really bothers her that it doesn't happen, and I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Mace, I think I'm with you. We're going out on a second date if that's going to happen. The only thing I would say, John, if you'd have told her from the beginning, listen, anything under 50.
Yeah.
set the tone to 50.
Well, I had that in my own head. Does that count?
I just didn't tell her. Just so she had the expectations.
Yeah, I just didn't tell her. I said, 43, unacceptable. I can't date you.
All
43
right.
is just too bad.
So it's Thursday. We have our draft.
It is Thursday. Christmas songs. Oh, Christmas songs.
Christmas songs. All right. So Jorge had the top pick.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say, this always ends up with John saying, we're all idiots.
Usually.
Somebody better have picked the Christmas song.
Yeah, the Christmas song is the song.
All right. So Jorge had first pick. He took Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That's really good.
He took Michael Keaton's version of Frosty the Snowman.
That's stupid.
Never heard it.
Okay.
That's stupid.
And Donde Esta Santa Claus, which is a cute little kid song.
Donde Esta.
Right.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Mine, and John, this is very specific to me, but I think you will like this. I took the specific Jingle Bell Rock from Mean Girls.
Good one.
They did a great Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock there.
The boombox broke.
Right. And then Lindsay
acapellas it. And everybody jumps in. Oh, yeah. Such a great moment.
So that was my top pick.
Yep.
I took the classic Jingle Bells.
Sure. Okay. I mean, Jingle Bells.
A little repetitive.
A little bit. And then Carol of the Bells. Dun, 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 dun,
all
dun,
bells.
Dun,
oh, that's a good one.
Right. All bells. So I don't know the words, but so that's my three.
With your
okay, somebody's got to have the Christmas song.
Emily, who'd you take?
Well, we go keep going. He's got M coming right now.
M's got Last Christmas from Wham, which is a nice song.
Last Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Okay.
Solid. Yeah.
And Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney.
Wonderful Christmas.
All great. I'm Team Emily.
Emily might win
comes
this thing.
Up with a,
yeah.
With
Al, Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Okay.
And Rocking Around the Christmas
Nobody
Tree.
Nobody has the Christmas right. song.
Here you guys go. Are all
What's
idiots.
What's the Christmas
Chestnuts
song?
Roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost sniffing at
What is the Christmas song?
Yuletide carols being
it's
sung
the most
by a
famous
choir,
Christmas song
and
ever.
Folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows.
Mason doesn't even have to look up the words. That's
okay,
how big this is.
None of the lyrics say the Christmas song. So
it's
that's
called,
why I'm getting confused.
Oh, okay. So what do you call it? Chestnuts roasting
I
on an open fire?
I never refer to it because I don't like it.
You don't like that song?
If Emily doesn't like something, it does not exist in her
Emily,
world.
Emily, I pick your list, but Slee, in your honor, I will say you're all idiots.
That's
for not picking
one
Christmas
of my favorite
song.
Things is when we. It's about an 80% likelihood we're
list,
idiots.
Yeah,
you
all
guys
your drafts.
Leave out
yeah.
what the first pick should be. I mean, it's unbelievable.
No, you heard me say I got Mean Girls.
No, the first pick should have been the Christmas song.
The Christmas song should be first. By the way, which version, Nat King Cole or Johnny Mathis?
Nat King Cole.
I like both of them. I actually slightly like the Mathis version
yeah?
better than the Nat King Cole version.
You had that thing locked and loaded.
I always have. There are two songs I can sing, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire and the National Anthem. The only two things I can sing. But they're all if somebody walks up to me
You're
in,
ready to go.
In July and says, Chestnuts, I'll just go.
The Christmas song is more in your register. The National Anthem's a hard song to sing.
It is tough.
It's you got to go up, down, it's long, yep. there's a lot going on.
All right, let me give you guys a sports dilemma for tonight,
mm-hmm.
okay? Let's say you had to watch one of these two games, okay? You have to. And you have to sit through the whole thing.
Right. Yeah, I know one of them.
Choice A is Raiders-Chargers with two backup quarterbacks.
Yep.
Choice B is Clippers-Warriors at Crypto. Which one are you watching?
Easy for me. I'm watching the football game.
You know what? I am also watching the football game.
So am I. Doesn't that say, Slee, are you the same?
John, I'm the same, but if you said Timberwolves-Mavericks... who are also playing
sure,
today,
game.
I would watch
yeah,
Timberwolves.
I would watch that game
Mavericks.
Willingly.
Yep.
But here's the weird thing. That's the power of the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
there
right.
There are two bad teams probably not making the playoffs.
No, neither mm-hmm. one, yeah.
And they're playing with backup quarterbacks.
And one of the coaches
all,
is going to be fired.
Four of us are in.
Maybe as soon
oh,
as
Oh, two
tomorrow.
Of the coaches, they're going to have
the one already got fired.
Year, right.
Mm-hmm. The Chargers are in the process of doing that whenever they're going to do
both
it.
Both of these teams will have a new coach.
Yes.
Yeah. John, I'm going to throw this to you because we did it in the pregame. Everyone was guessing how much time Draymond's going to get off, right?
Yes.
How
yes.
long he's going to be suspended for. And I think, John, you were around 10. Right? That was the number?
I was guessing 10, but now that they've done the indefinite thing, I think it's a minimum of 15.
So the question is, I think more for me.
You're asking yourself a question?
I'm asking myself a
okay,
question.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I can't wait
yes.
to hear your
yeah,
question.
Yeah, I'm going
to
ask myself.
To
and
great.
No one responds.
You don't even need Travis.
Yeah,
here.
No one even
you
respond when I ask
and
the question.
You answer the questions.
Is this what you do at night? This is a direct hangover.
That's exactly right.
Sleep at sunset when okay. you just had no one to talk to.
No one to talk to. How's he going to learn his lesson? Like, you can't give a – you can't say, hey, Draymond Green got a 5-game suspension, now he's fine, or he got a 10-game suspension,
yep.
now he's fine. I don't know what the solution is here, and I don't know what the NBA is going to do to say, hey, you know what? Draymond is okay to come back, and he's not going to do anything else. I don't know what the solution is, which is why this is such an interesting predicament.
I'll tell you what. He better show some contrition, and he better not take a defiant attitude about this because a lot of players, and
right
I talked
now.
To a lot of players about
turn
this
your mic on. That's
night.
Another one.
He thinks he needs to be suspended.
Yeah, I agree, John. The reason he's suspended indefinitely is not just because of Nurkic. It's not because of Gobert. It's because he continues to pretend like it's not his fault or
right.
that he was yeah. somehow victimized in this thing. It's the defiance that made the NBA go, all right, we don't know the number, so we're just going to send you over there, and we'll get back to you when we think that maybe you're ready to come
See,
back.
You know,
I'll tell you, there's one scenario that has Draymond getting kicked off the Warriors and leaving Golden State, and that is if Steph Curry doesn't line up behind him like he always has before.
I said that last segment, John.
Yeah.
I said Steph needs to step up.
And Steph hasn't done it yet for this particular incident. He's been silent. But if he loses the support of Steph – see ya.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. Hmm. I was hoping you were going to say it's Lee, but I'll do it anyway. I'll ask myself a question.
Yeah, yep. ask yourself a question.
I love this. Go ahead.
The reason you guys all need to watch football tonight
is
because Slee and I are going to be in the open for Amazon. Yeah. They came in
Really?
It's not a big deal. You don't miss.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, so they've done this. You did this last year.
We did it last year. And, they only used me last year, but we'll see if Slee makes the cut this year.
And
so did you have to actually talk about the Raiders-Chargers game?
Yes, we did.
There were moments, too, where I'm like, I don't think I should use that. That doesn't sound like we're promoting the game very strongly.
The director did say, he goes, yeah, that's probably not going to make it. We do want people to watch this game.
Yes. What's weird is I have a feeling there's not going to be full capacity at this game.
Probably not.
Because normally it's the opposing team that fills up Allegiant Stadium.
Yes.
And this opposing team, the Chargers, have nobody that will actually travel to Las Vegas for the game.
Watch the open.
Hey, you're forgetting something.
What's that?
Raider fans, if you put Raider fans on a lie detector, they would tell you they've won the last 25 games in a row.
Right.
Raider fans are ridiculously loyal. But that game's going to be a sellout.
But like SoFi, the Raiders never get a true home game. This actually might be a home game for the Raiders.
Well, they played the Chiefs earlier this year. 70% of the stadium was red.
It was red.
Yeah, no, that's life.
No, so the Raider fans will show out, trust me.
You watch the opening of the Amazon game.
I cannot
wait. And
then you
flip over to whatever NBA game you would like to see.
And then we'll probably have to do it again next week too, right?
Yeah, I think that's in the books too.
Yeah,
you're doing next week also?
Because they got the Rams on Thursday night next week.
Rams Saints Thursday night.
Yeah.
Mace, they just walk in here and we kind of give them like, okay.
Just put the mics on. We just get going. We know our marks. We know our lines. We know how to do it. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Bergman.
Yes.
Listen carefully because I can say this now. Good afternoon.
Oh, you watched it.
Sure did. Yeah.
What did you think?
Loved it.
See, we knew you would love
it. What's not to love? I didn't know Will Ferrell could sing.
Yeah. Right? It's a great, funny, fun musical. Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell. It's great. And that's the origin of Good Afternoon.
Right.
Yes. So now I will join you in the Good Afternoon.
Good Afternoon kind of means It means F you.
And it's amazing. See, but wasn't it a good movie? It fits you perfectly.
I know. It is. It's a lot of singing, a lot of jazz hands. Mace.
Jazz hands.
It's right up my alley.
It's like making fun of musicals.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Good.
Oh,
it's
good. It was great.
If you haven't watched Spirited, it's excellent.
It's a great Christmas movie. It's like really a good time to watch it.
Yeah, we watched it. I think it's going to be like an annual thing. We'll watch Spirited and we'll watch Love Actually. Did you see Love Actually, the show?
Yep, I went Sunday.
Okay, so.
Guess when I'm going?
When?
Tonight.
Nice.
Yep. Are you taking Riley?
No, I'm taking my friend.
Are you taking a date?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is, the show is Love Actually. It is based on the movie, and it is playing at the Wallace Theater in Beverly Hills. It is great, great music. There was great music in the movie Love Actually. They tie it all together. You see clips from the movie. It's such a great experience. I'm taking mom and not stepdad Leo and my brother and his boyfriend for Christmas this year.
I mean, you're going to love it. And just make sure, call your date or text her while we're on the air and make sure she's seen Love Actually.
Oh, no. Yeah, she wanted to see it. Yeah,
Wait a minute. Do you think you have to have seen Love Actually to get it?
To really love it like we do, yeah.
Is it inside or outside?
Inside.
Inside.
Yeah.
It's a great theater. It doesn't hold that many people, so every seat's a good seat.
And it's a super cool scene. I mean, they're like, there are clips all over the place playing from the movie while people say, it's, you're going to love it.
People are just singing or they're just, you know, they
yeah, no,
acting
the whole,
it out.
It's a musical. The whole thing is singing.
Singing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all singing. No, you'll like it. You'll like it. It's really, really good. Recommend it. Wallace Theater. Love Actually, the musical.
And Greg, hang around to the very end.
The very end. So, like, yeah.
After the movie ends, there's one more number. Hang around for that.
Okay.
You'll like
yeah.
it.
Yes.
All right. I will.
So, John, there is clout, and there is leverage, and there is power. And you know who's got all of it right now in Los Angeles?
Well, based on the trickling down of the details of Shohei Ohtani's contract, I think it's him.
Can you believe that he actually has it in his contract that if Friedman leaves or if Walter sells the team, he can leave as a free agent?
You know, I've never heard of that.
Never.
That if your bosses leave your deal, you can get out of your deal.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you and I have things in our contract, whether if, like, you were to leave or if I was to leave, we would have some say after that. But, not like, think of what, Mace, how many GMs have we worked for? How many program directors? I mean, can you imagine if we had that in our deal? It. I mean, I'm shocked the Dodgers gave it to him.
Will you put it in your next contract if I go, you go?
Well, I don't think they, Greg, the point is I don't think they'd give it to me.
No, probably not.
That's the weird thing. I mean, so think about this. If Andrew Friedman gets a Godfather offer, like some team, and in the case of Billy Beane, for example, what kept Billy, if you watch the movie Moneyball, Billy Beane gets an offer that at the time would have made him the highest paid executive in all of professional sports. Mm,
for the Red Sox.
Yeah. For the Red Sox. And the way the A's kept him was they gave him ownership. It's a very small percentage,
yep,
but they gave him ownership. Can you imagine if Andrew Friedman, if some team comes in, if the Yankees decide they want Andrew Friedman,
yep,
and the Steinbrenners say, we'll give you 5% of the team.
Yep.
And he leaves. He could take Shohei with him.
Correct.
I mean, it's a stunning concession by the Dodgers. But, Mace, you used the right word. It's leverage.
Yep.
Shohei had, and he did them a huge favor by deferring all that money.
Yep.
So once he did that, he could ask for things that you wouldn't think of. And this was one of them. It's a brilliant move by his agent.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And all coming from him. And by the way, he'll be introduced today, 3:00. He'll meet the media for the first time. And I've got the.
Can we carry that, Greg, or no?
If we have it, if it goes on MLB Network, yes, we will carry it.
I would imagine.
I would think
so. I mean, we can't do it if it goes on
Spectrum.
SportsNet LA.
No, that's Dodger channel.
Dodger channel.
Right.
If it was the Laker channel, yes.
No, but that's the same owners.
Yeah, but
if I can get you permission.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So you're not asking AJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask. Let me know.
Ask. Yeah.
Because I don't actually think we can.
Right. So in addition to the Shohei stuff, this is courtesy writer named Dan Clark. Yoshinobu Yamamoto was extremely impressed by the Dodgers presentation, including the support staff in attendance at the meeting, including Freeman, Mookie Betts, Shohei, and Will Smith. A 10-plus year contract term has supposedly been offered.
And he's 26?
25.
10 plus.
10.
So that means it can be like a 13-year contract.
You don't love that?
For a pitcher.
But he's 25. Does that make a
difference? I know. It's still a long contract for a starting pitcher.
Most pitchers. Now, every once in a while, there's a guy that lives up to a long-term deal. But if you go over the history of 7-8-year deals, especially even with the Dodgers, whether it was Kevin Brown or, you know.
That was a 10-year deal.
And I think they there was another guy. Was it Mike Hampton that got a deal with the Mets?
He did get one, yeah. That was a terrible one. Or with the Rockies and then got traded to
the
Mets, something like that.
The one I'm thinking that worked was Sabathia. He kind of lived up to the 7 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've always said this, Mace. If you give a pitcher, the reason Shohei is so valuable, he's a pitcher and a hitter. Even if he never pitches again, he's worth it as a hitter.
Yeah.
This other guy's just a pitcher. So if he blows out his arm 2 years in, then you're on the hook for 8 years. So it's a risky, you know, but the Dodgers are going for it. Good for them.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. I mean,
not my money.
It's exactly 10 plus years. The longest contract Andrew Friedman has ever given a pitcher is Brandon McCarthy, 4 years.
Right, and that was a disaster.
And that was terrible. Yeah. So we'll see. I never thought he would spend big on a pitcher, or at least in terms of term. They've been in on pitchers like Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander, but they're all super front-loaded. It's like, here's a big annual average value for 3 years. And
right,
instead,
like what they did with Scherzer.
Exactly. And yeah. And they wind up losing out. They offered a big front-loaded deal to Aaron Judge that didn't go through because the Yankees were willing to give him a longer term.
Now, what do you think Yamamoto would do anything along the same lines as Shohei?
Oh.
No, Shohei's because Shohei makes so much money off the field.
Why won't Yamamoto?
But he doesn't have it yet. Shohei made the Angels $20 million a year by just selling his jersey and selling his merchandise.
Right.
And I read somewhere that Shohei brings in $45 million a year off the field.
Yeah.
Which is why he can afford to defer, to only take $2 million from the Dodgers. But you know what? I think we should, like I said, I wouldn't give Yamamoto or any pitcher a 10-year deal, but I love the fact as a Dodger fan that they're willing to do it, that they're going for it. So good for them.
So there's some video leaking out now from Blades of Glory.
Okay.
The one, this guy, Tom Bustamante, has just nailed it. Two geezers on skates. It's me and Morales. And this is the one where I come so close to falling. So close.
I'm just glad you didn't get killed.
Yeah, no, it was rough. Morales just clung to the... And Kaplan could turn pro.
He was really good.
Kaplan on ice could play Crypto.com Arena.
He can't because he was on 1 foot, putting his leg out like he was Oksana Baiul. Like he was really...
He was skating backwards. He was Oksana Baiul.
He was spinning around and going backwards. He was putting one leg up, so he was skating on one leg. It was really impressive.
Very impressive.
Yeah, so he buried the lead. He knew how to skate.
He knew how to skate. Oh, yeah. He sandbagged us, but good for him.
He did.
He
even when
great.
He got onto the ice,
he
sandbagged it.
Like
he was like,
I'm
not doing so well. Then all of a sudden, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
He's going around. He's Dan Jansen. He was swinging that arm. All right. So anyway, that was very successful. There are video clips floating around now. I guess they all made it onto the social media stuff. So go look at that while you're listening to us. And Michelle Smallman is going to be here next from Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle. We'll kick around the games, including tonight's thriller, the Raiders versus the Chargers. It's coming up. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
So actually, I'll hold that. We have Michelle? All right, awesome. So Ireland's in San Antonio. I'm here in L.A. By the way, the crew's all together. Brian is back. Producer Brian, producer Laura is back. So the show is at 100% full strength. And joining us right now is Michelle Smallman. She is from Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle. She joins us every Thursday. Michelle, how you doing?
I am doing well. How are you guys today?
We are excellent, Michelle. And let's start with this game tonight.
Woo.
My Raiders
Woo.
Against Brian's Chargers.
Oh.
Raiders favored by 3. It opened at 3.5. It's been bet down to 3. Michelle, if you had to bet that game, who would you take?
This is kind of the can I keep my job bowl between these two head coaches, between Antonio Pierce, the interim head coach, and Brandon Staley, who's on the hottest of seats. I don't feel great either way in this game. This is going to be a brutal one to watch. I'm sorry. I know both of you have a horse in this race, but I think I'm going to take the Chargers and the points. I just, even despite Justin Herbert being out for the season, I don't really believe in this Raiders team, and they have a lot of injuries that they've sustained. So I think I'm going to take the Chargers and the points.
Yeah, they suck. Both of them. Both of them are just awful. It's, I feel bad for Al Michaels, who's got to describe another absolutely awful football game tonight. Michelle, the Rams are in the playoff hunt. This is my team. We're the home of the Rams. Sean McVay was on with us yesterday. Sounds really good. Sounds really confident about Sunday against Washington. If they can rattle off three wins against subpar teams the next 3 weeks, if they can beat Washington and then New Orleans and then the Giants, I think they're in the playoffs. It all starts Sunday, Sam Howell in Washington at SoFi Stadium. It is Rams minus 6.5.
This one pains me. You know this is tough for me because I am the biggest Rams hater out there.
You're a Rams hater. That's right. I forgot about that.
I'm a Rams hater, but I have to give them props. They've been one of the sneaky hottest teams in the NFL. I don't think anybody really expected this at the beginning of the season, but they've been a tough out. And coming off that loss to the Ravens, I think that they're going to have a statement to make. And I like the Rams to cover in this one. I really do. And it pains me to say that, but I'm trying to be objective for you guys.
That is what we need. Your objectivity, Michelle. Your
All right,
objectivity.
So, Michelle, this is going to test. There's, you know, most gamblers will tell you if you can ever get double digit points in the NFL, take the points, because the NFL is such a competitive league. But I'm looking at this game, 49ers at Cardinals. Niners favored by 12. I think I would lay it if I had to bet that game. The Niners are really good. The Cardinals aren't. Am I crazy to lay 12 points and take the Niners in this game?
I don't think you are. I know it feels like a trap and you want to avoid that landmine if you can, but I'm with you. I think I'd lay the points as well. I think San Francisco is that dominant that I would absolutely go there as well.
It's a trap. Okay, it's a trap. All right. Last one.
Like it, but I do it.
Last game I want to ask you about here is Buffalo playing for their playoff lives right now. Josh Allen having a really good year, but Buffalo has been sort of up and down versus Dallas, and they've been rolling. Buffalo's a 2-point favorite in Buffalo. How do you see that game?
I know that this one is in Buffalo, and we're talking about them being hungry and the conditions and just the home field advantage there. But I was really surprised to see the Cowboys getting points in this game. Dallas has been really good against the spread this season. So I think I'm going to go with the Cowboys and the points. I think I'm going to go with that, even despite the game being in Buffalo.
So I heard you this morning on Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle. And you were talking about gift wrapping. Do you have all your gifts wrapped? Do you do all the wrapping yourself?
So I have all of the gifts purchased, but they are not wrapped yet. I'm one of the world's worst wrappers. I need to pay somebody to do it, but I just never have time to figure that out. So I'm the person that comes home from midnight mass on Christmas Eve and stays up till like 1 o'clock in the morning doing a terrible wrapping job in my bedroom at my parents' house. It's a really sad scene.
Michelle, I can guarantee you this. I want you, when you wrap what you think is your worst wrap job, I want you to take a picture and send it to us, and then I will do the same to you, and I guarantee you, and I'm not going to tank it on purpose, I'm going to try. I guarantee you I'm worse at wrapping presents than you are. I am the worst. I always end up with either way too much wrapping paper or not enough. I never get it just right. And some of the disasters over the years are legendary in my family. I guarantee you, you are not worse than me at this. I am the absolute worst gift wrapper alive today.
Okay, well, we will have a wrap-off because I think I beat you. We're going to have a wrap-off. I'm one of the people that I never measure it correctly, and I end up having to cut an additional slice of the wrapping paper.
Of course, to stick on there, yeah.
Literally tape it. Yeah, it's so bad. It's so bad, but I kind of have gotten to this point with gift giving. I'm really proactive with what I want to give people, but I'm like, I should just put it in a plastic bag and give it to you. I mean, I can't just Venmo you at this point. I mean, I just feel like let's cut all of the fluff out and just get to business.
Now, what Mason actually has the best idea for this, Michelle, and I've been reluctant to come around to it. Just give money.
Money's such a good
gift.
Just
give money.
People love it.
Because no one ever gets disappointed if they get money. And like you
and you don't have to wrap it.
Yeah, and the counter argument is, well, it's you didn't put any thought into it. The recipient doesn't care that you didn't put any. No one has ever in the history of gift giving been disappointed to get money.
Oh, cash? Really?
Yeah, that does not happen. Cash. That reaction has never happened. Like somebody being
I love cash. Give me an envelope full of cash. Like I'm at an Italian wedding. I absolutely love that. Because if you get a gift card, you put it in your wallet, you forget that you have it all the time, it expires, or you buy something that doesn't fulfill the entirety of the gift card, and then you end up spending more money to make sure that you get the cash on the gift card. I'm with you. I'm so about giving money. But I need to get your advice on this because I'm in an interesting conundrum as a new New York City resident. So
Where are you living in New York?
I live in the Village.
Nice. So East Village, West Village?
West Village.
Nice.
So I'm in a good area, and I'm in a great building, but we have doormen here, and tonight is our building holiday party, and I'm trying to avoid it like you can't believe. I don't have the holiday spirit yet. I have to watch this terrible football game tonight. I don't have it in me to go down there and small talk, but I need to give the doormen their Christmas gift.
Of course you do. This is like one of the most important New York things is you've got to give the doorman a good Christmas gift. So what do you give
him? Michelle, you don't have a conundrum. Give him cash.
Yeah, no, this is cash. The question is how much?
No, so there's two conundrums. It's how much do I give? And B, is it poor form if I ask for their Venmos and Venmo them the money instead of going to get cash out?
Well, I don't think anybody.
Lovely cards.
Nobody's going to say no. Yeah. If you Venmo the money. I remember, by the way, Ireland, this is such a big thing in New York. I remember giving my doorman, I want to say, $2,000 for Christmas. Because they do everything. They get every package. They do every, I mean, they're there for you all the time. So you have to leave a really big tip for the doorman.
$2,000?
Yes.
I didn't know we were going that high.
That's what it takes to get a good, and then the doorman is on your side all year long.
I think that sounds high, Michelle. I think 500 does the trick.
Nope. $2,000.
500. We have like seven different doormans in rotation, though.
But you give it to the head doorman and he divides it up.
Oh, okay. See, I'm glad we're talking through this because I am green here. I have no idea how to go about
it. What number did you have in your head before you brought it up to us?
Well, I was thinking I would give kind of the secondary role players who I don't really see $100, and then the main guy $200.
So that would be
that
and there's if there's
I think
no,
that's $1,800 less than I gave my dorm.
Yeah, no, but Mace, think about it. If there's seven of them,
yeah,
then she's $600 for the backups, and she's $200. Now she's in for $800.
Right?
That's
true.
Pretty good.
I say I just handed over. I want to say it's $2,000, and you divide it up amongst yourselves. That's I think what I did. But tipping the doorman at the holidays is like a gigantic thing in New York.
And,
you cannot screw it up.
Part of this, Michelle, is do you mind me asking how old you are?
No, not at all. I'm 37.
Okay, so part of it is if you're, you know. Nobody's going to expect you to like open your like blow your whole bankroll on the doorman. So just give what you can afford. You know, if you were older and had lived in that building for 20 years, then maybe you do what Mason did. But I don't think you have to give that much money.
Okay, I really appreciate this advice because I didn't really know how to go about this, but I like giving the head doorman, Mr. Wayne, the lump sum, and then I'll leave all the dirty work up to him.
Exactly.
They can fight for like the Hunger Games.
Michelle, Bruce Wayne is your doorman in Gotham City? That's very impressive.
His name is Mr. Wayne, and he is quite the character, so I need to make sure he's taken care of.
All right. Hey, listen, Michelle, we love having you on, as always, and we will be listening tomorrow morning on Sportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks for having me
on,
guys.
There's Michelle, and she's here courtesy Prize Picks, largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. All right, coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. Ireland's wheel today. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, I want to tell you about my secret weapon for staying active. It's called iSpot Active. Go to that website, iSpotActive.com, I-C-E-B-O-D, active.com, all one word. It's wearable cryotherapy that replaces my cryo chamber that cost me $50 every time I used to go. iSpot Active makes form-fitting compression wear with custom-sized pockets that fit flexible gel packs that fit around your sore joints and problem areas. If you're active, if you play tennis, pickleball, golf, soccer, basketball, football, if you're a runner, put this in your arsenal and you can do what you love every day. It's a great Christmas or holiday gift for anybody you know that's active. And you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if they don't like it, you don't lose any money. You just send it back. Inventory is going fast. So get yours today at iSpotActive.com. You'll see that Hall of Famer James Worthy swears by this stuff. And if you use the coupon code LA710, you get 20% off till the end of the year. Stop worrying about what you're going to get somebody for Christmas. Go to iSpotActive.com and you're taken care of. Everybody I've turned on to iSpot Active absolutely loves it. Get yours today at iSpotActive.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
I just got a text from Shay. He says, with the 2K tip, flex on the mace.
Yeah, geez.
It's not even...
That's what I said.
New York style, that's not that much.
All right, here's the question.
Yes.
If aliens took over...
Okay.
...and humans were put into zoos...
Okay.
...what would you want in your zoo enclosure?
Oh.
I'll go first. Okay. Two things. First thing... batting cage.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Yeah, because then you can, you know, hit us maybe, and you could, it would double as a golf simulator. I could hit golf balls, I could baseball, and then Mace, of course, a massage chair. Those are the two things I want in my enclosure. By the way, have you gotten word? My massage chair is coming this week.
Mine is not. I was a little bit behind you.
Okay, so you should get it next week.
Next week. I'll have it for the holidays.
Yeah, but those would be my two. Bergman, you're in a zoo enclosure. What do you want in there?
So I want the golf simulator. I want to just sit there with a golf club and just try and actually learn.
And you're playing a course in the world. It's very fun.
Right, and I can actually learn to play golf well. And I also want a PS5 and I can just sit there and play video games. If
Laura,
I'm stuck in there, fine, just let me play.
Laura, what do you want inside your zoo enclosure?
This is tough.
I'll give you two things. You can take two things. What do you want?
Definitely a big screen TV.
Okay.
Any subscription I want so I can see that. And probably like an elliptical.
An elliptical?
Yeah.
Wow. You'd get tired of that so fast. Yeah, I'd be like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Greg has one he'll give you.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I'm going to be stuck there, and I'm like, I'm not trying to get fat, so fatter, you know? So
I get stuck in my home a lot. I still don't go on that thing.
Stop using it as a rat coat, you know?
It's just getting dirt. There's no clothes.
Okay,
on.
Producer Brian, how about you? Two things.
First thing, probably be a basketball hoop and a basketball, you know?
Yeah,
let people watch the game.
Good,
good, good.
And then probably like a hot tub.
Hot tub.
Yeah. Oh, you're like Josh Rosen. I like that.
I like that. Hot tub. God, there's so many things to choose from here. I am going to take two of my three dogs.
Wait a minute. Aww. What happens to the third one?
Sophie's 17. I can't squeeze her into the enclosure. I can only have two things. I'll take Veronica and Ron, and then Sophie can stay with Juan.
Okay.
You're not taking Juan?
So Juan is also in an enclosure someplace.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You chose the dogs over Juan.
Well,
that's not surprising. Mason loves dogs.
I do love dogs. All right. There you have it. There's your wheel of questions.
All right. I want to share a text exchange that happened last night during the game.
With who?
Michael and Laura.
Yep.
Okay. Uh-oh. Laura, what'd you do?
Uh-oh. I know. I was like, whoa-oh.
All right. So.
Oh, I know where this is going.
The Lakers almost blew that game. They were up by 20 at the start of the fourth quarter, and then Wembanyama flipped the switch and almost brought them all the way back. They cut the lead to 1 with 10 seconds to go, and then Anthony Davis made a couple of free throws, and the Lakers saved it, and they won the game. And so we were talking after the game about what's your takeaway from that? Like, is it – and Michael said, look, there's two things that are never ugly, wins and babies.
I heard that.
Laura's response to that, she was – Laura was producing –
By the way, I think I agree with Laura, but go ahead.
Right, right. Ugly babies are all around. And,
just say.
And Michael says, aw, come on. And Laura says, it's true. So my question to the three of you, is Laura right?
Well, I mean, I would never say it to a particular baby.
Yeah, well, me neither.
The baby does it. You can say whatever
their
you want to the baby. They don't hear you.
Hurt.
Babies don't know.
So
don't say it to the parents.
Behind their little backs, I will say.
Yes!
Boy, that, behind their little backs. An ugly baby. Behind their little backs.
John, I think you know what the right answer is.
You do.
You always say breathtaking.
Breathtaking. Exactly. I said it last night to Andy. Andy Kamenitsky was filling in for Beto, and I said, Andy, all babies are breathtaking.
Breathtaking. Yeah, that is a Seinfeld reference.
You know what
reference.
That's from, right?
No, I don't even know.
There's an ugly baby on Seinfeld. You know, Kramer has no filter.
Yes.
So he goes, well, God, that baby's ugly. And Elaine's dating some guy, and she goes, what do you think of the baby? And he goes, it's breathtaking.
Breathtaking.
Which is code for it's ugly.
That's very funny.
Every baby is breathtaking.
Yeah. Okay, I wanted to do this this thing right here.
Can I do something real quick?
Oh, yeah,
I just saw breaking news, and also I kind of hesitate to even mention it because it's from John Heyman, but it's about the Dodgers, so I figured something to talk
okay,
about.
Okay, so John Heyman, often incorrect.
Very often incorrect. Reports that Tyler Glasnow will almost definitely be traded, and there's a decent chance it's to the Dodgers. But he says the Dodgers aren't enthused with Manny Margot and much more interested in Randy Arozarena. He's not sure if Margot will be involved at all.
Okay.
All
right, now, if they get Arozarena and Glasnow.
Right. And Yamamoto.
And Yamamoto.
And Cease.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, and you know, the thing with the Rays is that yesterday, or well, it's probably a day and a half ago now, Arozarena's last Instagram post is him with Shohei Ohtani. From the World Baseball
he's
Classic.
He's trolling all of us.
You think he's... Well, no. John Heyman's, like, picked up on
well,
it.
Well, John Heyman.
If they get Arozarena and Tyler Glasnow...
It'd be incredible. And Yamamoto...
Glasnow has injury issues, right?
He does. He started, I think, 22 games last year, but that's a high for him.
So, he is in his career. He has an 8-year career. He has only pitched over 100 innings twice. One of those was last year. It was 120.
That's a red flag for me, but maybe... If you're going to get a Arozarena, they put Glasnow in the deal so they can get more in return.
Yes, agree.
This is how the Dodgers were able to get Trey Turner. Remember when they wanted to trade for Scherzer, and Scherzer was only he had an opt out after the season in which the Dodgers traded for him, and they didn't want to give up. They were giving up a catcher that they really liked,
right?
And they said, look, we don't want to give up the catcher. If it's just a rental for Max Scherzer for 3 months, and the Nationals said, well, what if we put Trey Turner in the deal?
Yep.
And that's how they got him. So if you take Glasnow and you get a Arozarena, then you do it.
So Glasnow is a number one starter. When he's healthy, he's a number one starter. And that's...
Yeah, but what's the number one thing you say about the Dodgers starters now? They're all hurt.
Yeah, and he's another guy that gets hurt. So this is.
By the way, here's the thing. This is what Friedman. Kershaw's coming back.
From what he said yesterday, it sounds like he's 50-50.
It sounds like he's going to come back, but it's not going to be this year.
I took it to be he could be pitching next August.
Me too.
That'd be great if he did, but he said he wants to get back, that he didn't like the way that it ended. He doesn't want to leave on that kind of thing, and he wants to get out pitching again. I just don't know if he comes back. If he does, and he comes back at the beginning of September, great.
Right. In other words, you generally get 21 to 25 starts from Clayton Kershaw. I'd rather have him at the end of the year than at the beginning of the year, which is what we had last year. He had an all-star season leading to the all-star break, then got hurt and, you know, did the Kershaw thing and flopped in the playoffs. I just think get him when he's fresh. If he comes back in August, that's a nice run into the playoffs.
Isn't that what Schilling did? Schilling would come into the middle of the summer.
I think he
and
did
come
that
and,
once, yeah.
Yeah, do that. That's perfectly fine. If you're healthy, I mean, he's getting an arm surgery, so that doesn't mean that he's going to be back anytime soon, especially at his age and how he's been. But I like the fact that this is a number one starter that they're trying to go at, but I really like Ryan Pepiot, too. And if Pepiot is in that deal, that's a long-term problem. Pepiot's a long-term solution. Glasnow is a short-term solution. And you're doing that for Ohtani, which I understand. But Glasnow is done at the end of this year. He's a free agent. This is a rental.
Right. It's a rental.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they won't sign him.
No.
And this is sort of classic Friedman. Friedman does bring in pitchers who are broken. He fixes guys.
Sometimes.
Yeah. No, they've been very successful over the years at fixing guys.
Like Brandon McCarthy, who, John, you were saying about his contract, that didn't work.
No.
Brett Anderson didn't work.
Yeah. Dodger pitcher.
But sometimes there were. Alex Wood, they got some good mileage out of Alex Wood. Mm-hmm. So, I still think the Yamamoto thing is the most intriguing thing.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, that's just fascinating. Coming up next, we're going to do 2 o'clock call of the day, John. Now, 2 o'clock call of the day.
How's it been since I've been off for a few
days? Actually, we don't do it on combo plate days.
No. Okay.
So this is the first time in a week that we've done 2 o'clock call of the day. Bergman is very, very enthused about it.
Always.
Oh, boy.
It is my favorite thing we do.
Producer Brian looks very excited. Hey, it's 2 o'clock call of the day.
All right, 877-710-ESPN,
877-710-ESPN. Maybe it's about the Lakers almost letting that game slip away last night in San Antonio. Or maybe it's about Shohei Ohtani and his demand that he becomes a free agent if Andrew Friedman or Mark Walter leave the organization or sell the team. That kind of stuff is fascinating to me. 877-710-ESPN. We'll get to all of it coming up. It is a full Mason and Ireland show with both Mason and Ireland on 710 ESPN.